During school hours, the sports pavilion would have been filled with the sound of bouncing basketballs, laughter, whistles, and sneakers squeaking on the gym floor. Now there was distant, droning pop music playing up on the mezzanine, but no one was singing along or dropping weights to the floor with a crash. Natalie walked with slow, hesitant steps over to the double doors that opened onto the basketball courts. Normally, those doors stood propped open by gray rubber wedges. Now they were closed, but each had a rectangular window. Natalie curled her hand and made a cup for her eyes. It took a second to see anything at all. The court was dim, aglow only from the small green emergency lights situated over the doors and in the corners of the room. Her eyes were adjusting. Something was there. She jumped away from the door as if the glass had burned her skin. Her hands flew up to cover her mouth. A scream almost escaped, but she stopped it in her throat with a choking noise. Not far from the door was what looked like a crumpled pile of clothes and broken body parts, motionless in the middle of a spreading pool of blood. What the hell did I do? The security lights in the Falcon Academy parking lot flickered. It was early Monday morning and still dark. A beat-up Pathfinder left tracks in the snow as it swerved into a spot reserved for employees. Harry Doyle climbed out and used his heel to squelch a cigarette into the ground. He grabbed a battered baseball cap from the dashboard and plopped it on his head, holding down what little was left of his hair. After slamming the driver's door shut, he looked up at the sky, which was turning pink and orange to the east. An enormous blanket of fluffy white covered the parking lot. Last night had been the first big storm of the season, and some parents would call their kids in sick so they could hit the slopes with their friends. The 68-year-old custodian shuffled towards the rear entrance of the sports pavilion. The automatic fluorescents in the back hallway glowed a sickly yellow. He hummed as he plodded down the hall to the boys' changing room, where he put his lunch and jacket away in his locker before going to the storage closet. Harry grabbed the fiberglass handle of the deluxe wet mop and hauled it and the bucket out into the corridor toward the basketball courts. Pushing past the double doors, he activated all 9 light switches with a swipe of his hand. The bulky, caged gymnasium overheads burst to life with a buzz.
"What the hell?" he exclaimed, dropping the mop.
The handle clattered against the maple wood planks.
"Oh, dear God."
The words came out strangled. Harry scrambled for his phone in a zippered compartment of his slacks.
"Hello?"
he managed to say after dialing 911. He was having trouble breathing.
"The Falcon Academy, off Highway 70, just west of Black Swift. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We need help. There's a lot of blood."
KBEV 16, breaking news. Melissa O'Hare here, coming to you first on the scene as a major situation is unfolding at one of our local schools. What we know so far is that, not long ago, the sound of sirens shattered the early morning tranquility here outside Big Elk Estates. As you can see behind me, there's a massive police response at the Falcon Academy, a private and well-respected institution in a safe and affluent community. While authorities have declined to comment on the identities of the 2 people carried out of Falcon Academy several hours ago, one spokesperson for authorities indicated that an investigation is already underway. A person of interest has been identified and detained for questioning. Sources at Colorado Mountain Medical say that the next 12 hours will be key in determining whether the police are dealing with an accident, aggravated assault, or homicide. I'm Melissa O'Hare, and I'll be keeping you up to date as this story unfolds. 6 months earlier. 1. A Honda Civic was waved into the Big Elk Estates gated community by a young security guard who looked at the car with interest for 2 reasons. First, this was a Lexus, Hummer, Rover kind of neighborhood, and the Civic wasn't just a cheap old car, it was sporting some paint damage and dents. Second, the 20-something woman driving it was attractive, with bobbed auburn.